Money FM 89.3. Best of the evening runway. Why it matters.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Why It Matters. Now, we all know that getting a good night's rest is essential for physical and mental health, your well-being, productivity, basically the overall quality of life. Yet, it remains a bit of a dream more than a reality for a lot of us living here in Singapore. Tell you what, according to a 2023 wellness survey by OSIM, a staggering 95% of respondents suffered from poor sleep quality regardless of how long they slept each night. And despite the majority, about 74%, clocking 5 to 7 hours of sleep or more, 7 hours of sleep recommended for adults each night, a lot wake up not feeling well rested enough. Is this something familiar to you? Well, this is mirrored by ResMed's global survey, which saw nearly 40% of Singaporeans getting only 1 to 3 good nights of sleep each week. So what's the problem here? Why aren't we getting good sleep? Well, let's see if we can get some answers. On the line with me is Lisa Yao, who is Head of Branding and Strategic Marketing for OSIM International. Lisa, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Elliot. Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on your program.
You sound like you have had a good night's sleep. I'm a little bit jealous.
I did.
Well done. This is incredible. On the back of this OSIM wellness survey, I'd like to find out a little bit more about it. The one thing that sticks out really, what, 95% of respondents say they haven't had enough sleep. How many people did you survey here?
We did a survey for about 400 Singaporeans.
Okay. So tell me more about it. What was the methodology? What were some of the interesting findings?
Actually, it's not surprising to hear that many Singaporeans struggle with poor sleep quality, especially given considering our highly stressful and hectic lifestyles. And we did an OSIM annual survey in 2022, and when we look back then, our goal was to actually assess Singaporeans' stress level, and we understand that stress actually has a huge part to play in the ability to rest and unwind. And for 2023, when we did this survey, we also found that two-thirds of these Singaporeans reported high stress levels. So it's actually not surprising that poor sleep is prevalent among Singaporeans. As we mentioned, 95% is actually concerning because poor sleep quality is not just about feeling tired. The consequences of poor sleep quality are actually far-reaching, as it actually undermines our overall health and well-being, impacting focus, mood, and even increasing the risk of chronic diseases.
You know, I want to share something with you. When I was in my late teens, early 20s, I was a little bit obsessed with finding the right pillow, the right kind of mattress, because I thought all that's going to go some way into ensuring that I have good sleep. First of all, what qualifies good sleep?
It actually varies across the different groups that we've actually surveyed. Some of them actually did mention, if I wake up feeling refreshed, or some of them did actually also mention, for example, the millennials, they want to wake up, naturally without the use of an alarm clock. So it's really waking up by themselves. They consider that as waking up, feeling rested.
Well, that's not possible. The only time that happens is maybe the weekend if you're lucky. Let's say technically I have slept well over 5-7 hours. I wake up all of a sudden in the morning and I happen to be in deep sleep in that moment, because I do understand there are different stages of sleep, right? So if I'm waking up at the wrong point of sleep, does that affect how well rested I am?
It does. If you have deep sleep, REM, rapid eye movement sleep, for most of the night itself, most of the time that's where you get into deep sleep and all, and you're more well rested. So if you wake up having a large part of your night with deep REM and all, it would naturally be better if you are, for example, compared to someone who only have light sleep.
Maybe that's why a lot of millennials want to wake up naturally. Sorry to get so scientific, Lisa. I do wonder, though, let's talk a bit about stress and anxiety. These were two things that you pointed out on the back of that survey. From your understanding, how do these factors lead to poor sleep quality?
Okay, so as you mentioned, stress and anxiety, as found out in the survey, are the primary culprit for a sleepless night, cited by actually 51% of the respondents. And this is especially the case for millennials, defined as 25 to 40 year old, and also the Gen Xers, defined as 41 to 55 years old. So we find that for them, they actually quote that stress and anxiety are the main culprit for having a sleepless night. And what we also found that noise, light and temperature, as well as the use of electronic device at bedtime are the other top factors impacting Singaporeans' sleep quality.
Why millennials keep getting mentioned a lot? It seems that the survey has found that millennials are the most tired Singaporeans compared with other age groups. Is it because we're in the sandwich generation? We feel heavier weight on us? You know, at the time that we bought our HDB flats, it cost more compared with the Gen Xers or the baby boomers. What are some of the things here?
I think that's how we reckon as well, because when we pull together the studies, like millennials, as we mentioned earlier, about like 25 to 40, they really fall smack into the profile of like a working adult, like you mentioned. Like above them, they have like elderly parents, and they also have like young children, started to buy their HDB, getting like more responsibilities as compared to like the other generations, and they normally are the pillars of the family. So we reckon that this might be the reason why they actually felt that, you know, they feel stressful all the time. And even though they have slept, many of them wake up like feeling exhausted.
No, it's true. I have found, you know, even without looking at this survey, I found a lot of peers in my age group, they tend to be the most irritable in the morning because of a lack of sleep. Is there anything even positive for this age group with regard to this survey?
I would think that across all age groups, as we can see from the survey itself, I wouldn't say that they are sleeping much better, but there is a slight proportion of Gen Xers and boomers who feel that they are, especially the boomers, which is 55 years old and above, they actually felt that they're the most rested, but even so, they only make up about 10%. So really, poor quality of sleep seems to be the problem across board, like Singaporeans.
Okay, of course they're the most well-rested, delegating all the work to us millennials, what? Let's talk a little bit about other results of your survey. I found that a small number of Singaporeans also turn to sensory sleep aids. Now, this sounds very interesting. What exactly is sensory sleep aids?
Okay, so sensory sleep aids, as we know, we have five senses, right? Like we have the sense of taste, you have the sense of hearing, touch, sight, and scent. So amongst the five sensory aids itself, taste is actually the most popular sensory sleep aid. About 45% actually turn to drinking warm beverages like milk, chocolate, or herbal tea before bed. Next on the list is actually listening to songs and music or the sounds of nature to help them like relax and sleep better. Mm-hmm. And then after which is like touch, which 38% mentioned like massage does help. And 29% actually also like warm showers. Scent is actually the last. It actually plays a part. About 27% of them use aromatherapy diffusers, scented candles, and pillow sprays in the bedtime routine. But like, despite all the efficacy that seems to be working, it somehow has a slower uptake among Singaporeans.
And I want to ask, why is that? Because it's quite interesting today that we're having this conversation. It is April the 9th. It is also International ASMR Day, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response Day. Why isn't this picking up more amongst Singaporeans? Is it too new age for us to get the terms with?
I think ASMR has been a recent development, and although it has been documented to like facilitate the release of like, you know, good hormones and like, you know, oxytocin and feel good chemicals and all, which triggers relaxation responses, I think the thing is, it's actually got to do with predominantly it's actually influenced through Western social media influence, which has a higher uptake with millennials.
Okay.
So millennials get to know about this much more than Gen X and baby boomers from our survey.
Right. Well, the millennials need the most help anyway when it comes to sleep. Let's talk a little bit about OSIM's efforts to make Singaporeans sleep better. You guys are developing some sleep solutions. Tell us more.
Over the past few years, OSIM has been innovating wellness tech solutions to actually help our consumers to measure, monitor and manage stress better, which is actually the top contributor to sleeplessness in Singapore. Without giving a little bit too much ahead of our official launch, I can say that this is actually the latest innovation among our ecosystems of wellness tech products and solutions. We actually wanted to empower our consumers with means to measure, monitor and effectively manage the sleep as well. So we've been working on a range of sensory sleep features and specially crafted massage programs that will be integrated with OSIM's suite of well-being solutions. And we're actually looking forward to bringing this to our consumers very soon. So yeah, for the listeners out there, do look out for the news coming your way in the next couple of months.
I even need a test subject, like especially the massage, I'm all for it.
Yeah, come on now to our like shops and all to come and try and
like
get
it. You know, millennials need the most help in this. Thank you so much for taking the time. I've been speaking with Lisa Yao, who is Head of Branding and Strategic Marketing for OSIM International. Thank you again for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.